We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, splendid viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. Nadea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Milong, Channel 36 on Tele Satellite.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Guriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Desamparados, Azari, in Carrios de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upalacentro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cable Visión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Qinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on Didish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sangsar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV, in Bakhnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC. In Bainzakh, in Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khang Urk District, Channel 52 on Videlis Cable TV. And in Sangun Kherhang District, Channel 3 on Tafas Esjim Cable TV. In Tsetserhlik of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC. In Bayang Khangor of Bayang Khangor Province, Channel 19 on Sakang Dasle Cable TV. In Bolshgang of Bolshgang Province, Channel 21 on Mindelis Cable TV. In Darhang Urk Province, in Darhang, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV. In Sharing Gothsom, Channel 12 on Ot Cable TV. In Darnongob Province, in Zamin Utsom, Channel 4 on Harleong Cable TV. And in Sanshan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In San Sangsom of Dangkor Province, Channel 40 on Takhlok Cable TV. In Ter of Gob Sumbur Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Khenti Province, in Bor Andorsom, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghots Cable TV. In Undakhan City, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. In Khok of Khok Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Murung of Hofskul Province, Channel 48 on Hwa Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhang Province, Channel 58 on Hwa Cable TV. Channel 26 on Hwa Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khimur Cable TV. In Saleng Province, in Hutar, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Tsungkhara of Mantar Sum, Channel 24 on Taslos Cable TV. And in Sukhbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Saleng Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Orsam of Sukhbatar Province, Channel 12 on Acher Cable TV. In Tok Province, in Batsun Barsum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTVN. in Leungseom, Channel 20 on Narang Erden Ur Cable TV, in Zamarsum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Sakang Dasre Cable TV, and in Zhongmo, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN, in Owe Hangai Province, in Arvaikher, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hujertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hahorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, and in Oyongsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV, in Ulaanguamsum of Ofs Province, Channel 13 of Dorhung Sharka Cable TV, in Uliaste of Zahang Province, search Supreme Master TV on Uliaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In the Czech Republic, in Chomutov and surrounding areas, on www.grapesc.cz using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Thailand's organic industry flourishes. In Eco News, giant sponges are rediscovered in Singapore. In Science News, international researchers explain the origin of mountains in Antarctica. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 20th, at sundown, begins the Jewish holiday Hanukkah. This 8-day celebration, also known as the Festival of Lights, commemorates the rededication of the Jerusalem Temple more than 2,300 years ago. It also honors the miracle of the one-day supply of lamp oil burning in the temple for 8 days. Central to this joyful holiday is lighting an additional candle on a menorah each night, representing the number of days the oil remained lit. Traditions of this auspicious time include special prayers being said, playing the game dreidel, and the giving of geld, a symbolic amount of money to children. May our Jewish brothers and sisters have a joyous and uplifting Hanukkah. Today is also International Human Solidarity Day. It was established by the United Nations in 2005 to celebrate unity in diversity, as well as to raise awareness about the importance of working together to bring prosperity to all. Promoting campaigns such as universal education, enhanced relief efforts and healthcare accessibility, and improved citizen safety are among the many possible activities. On this International Human Solidarity Day and every day, may we cooperate to make this an abundant world for each individual.
Fly-in news. Death toll rises as tropical storm leaves the Philippines. As of Monday, December 19th, nearly 700 people were known to have perished, as some 800 others were still missing, after tropical storm Washi, also known as Sendong, devastated the southern Philippines. According to the Red Cross, more than one-third of the fatalities were children.
Packed with heavy rainfall that led to overflowing rivers, high tides, flooding and landslides, the storm caused widespread devastation in the island of Mindanao, with the major ports of Cagayan de Oro and Iligan among the worst hit. Over 46,000 people were staying in evacuation centers, with the Office of Civil Defense saying that about 7,000 houses had been swept away, destroyed, or damaged. Officials and personnel, including some 20,000 soldiers, were continuing non-stop efforts to find survivors and provide needed supplies such as drinking water, despite being hampered by submerged roads and downed power lines.
Upon first hearing of the devastating situation on December 17th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had requested that our local association members please consult with regional officials to see if any assistance is required and to go, if possible, to render support to the most vulnerable. Conveying all her love and prayers, she also said that funds are available for urgent necessities.
Our gratefulness to all officials and personnel striving to assist the flood-stricken, while we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her sincere concern. With sorrow for the lives lost, we pray that such tragic disasters may quickly become a thing of the past as we all turn to gentler, eco-balancing ways.
Storms flood Victoria, Australia. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall lashed the southeastern Australian state on Sunday evening, December 18th, bringing damaging winds and flash flooding. At least one roof collapsed, and major roads were inundated, with the state emergency service receiving over 300 calls for help. As the towns of Mildura and Stawell were deluged with more than twice their average monthly rainfall in just one day, rescue teams evacuated several families to a nearby relief center. By Monday afternoon, officials said that the floodwaters were receding and cleanup efforts had begun. Australian officials and emergency personnel, we are thankful for your prompt initiatives to ensure the welfare of Victoria's residents. May such severe weather conditions be curbed through humanity's kinder stewardship of our shared earthly abode.
Intense rains hit Panama. Unseasonal precipitation in what is normally the dry season led to record rainfalls that affected around 2,000 people as of Sunday, December 18th, when rivers breached their banks in the provinces of Panama, Darien, Bocas del Toro, and Colón. At least seven towns experienced flooding. Fortunately, no casualties were reported, and Darien officials announced that several rivers were beginning to recede to more normal levels. Meanwhile, as aid workers distributed water and food to the affected areas, the nation's civil protection or CINAPROC Director General Arturo Alvarado said that monitoring will continue as the agency cannot say when the rains will end in this atypical storm that is being attributed to a La Niña phenomenon. We are thankful, Mr. Alvarado, other officials, and all relief teams for your dedicated efforts to care for those in need. May those affected be swiftly restored to the regularity of their day-to-day lives as we pray for a renewed balance with nature through our gentle regard for all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you.
dài chào sông núi, cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông, lúc túc theo sau mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu, mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu cũng phận mới xin làm sao. Loạn tiếng thế chìm mau loạn, sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông, nước túc theo sau mẹ khi lông tơ giữa đốm màu, mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phịnh mới xin làm sao. Dao chớp loạn tiếng thế chìm mau loạn, ôi con thơ ở lại hôm mẹ đã nát tan, ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 400. Be Vegan. Supreme Master Ching Kai.
Palestinians welcome newly freed detainees in the second stage of an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian Hamas group. Israel released 550 prisoners on Sunday, December 18th. In the Gaza Strip, Hamas declared Monday a national holiday in their honor, while celebrations were held throughout the West Bank on Sunday evening as the former detainees were eagerly greeted by local officials and loved ones alike. We join in a warm welcome home, Palestinian citizens, and wish you joyful reunions with your families and friends. Our prayers that such conciliatory actions continue, leading to lasting peace between all Israeli and Palestinian people.
North Korea's supreme leader remembered. According to state media reports, on the morning of Saturday, December 17th, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il passed away at the age of 69 when he was unable to be resuscitated after suddenly collapsing while carrying out his duties in a field tour. North Korean citizens began a period of mourning for their leader of the past 17 years, as it was announced that the third and youngest son, Kim Jong-un, would succeed Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il as the next head of state. Our condolences to the family and the North Korean people for the loss of Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's merciful grace and love.
Czech statesman and author remembered. Acclaimed playwright, activist, and former president of Czechoslovakia, Václav Havel, passed away on Sunday, December 18th, at the age of 75. Known for his championing of democracy and human rights, President Havel served as both the 10th president of Czechoslovakia and then as the first president of the Czech Republic. Going on to become a prolific author, His Excellency wrote over 20 plays and other works, many with themes that echoed his life's motto, "May truth and love triumph over lies and hatred." He was also honored with numerous international distinctions, including the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Order of Canada, and the Ambassador of Conscience Award, Amnesty International's most prestigious human rights honor, as well as nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. Tributes came from many international leaders, with German Chancellor Angela Merkel stating, "His fight for freedom and democracy was as unforgettable as his great humanity. We Germans in particular have much for which we are grateful to him," while Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt wrote, "Václav Havel was one of the greatest Europeans of our age. His voice paved the way for a Europe whole and free. Our sympathies to the family, colleagues, and people of the Czech Republic for the loss of Václav Havel, whose noble ideals will continue to inspire many. May his soul rest serenely in the light and grace of the divine."
Save our planet. Nearly 3 million in Afghanistan face food shortages due to drought. In the country's northern regions, which are entering a third year of delayed rains, many food crops have failed, with the UN World Food Programme stating that an estimated 2.8 million people as of December 2011 are facing hunger.
Research by the US-based Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting has found that temperatures have been rising in the region since the 1960s, accompanied by a growing frequency of cyclical droughts. Meanwhile, water supplies, which flow down from the mountainous Hindu Kush region, have diminished from an average 1,540 million cubic meters annually to just 640 million this year. With the current conditions expected to worsen as winter sets in, many people have begun selling their belongings, with some who are leaving their homes to move toward major cities in efforts to survive. Based on appeals by the United Nations, countries such as the US, Canada, and European Union member states have begun responding to the crisis, with $49 million US dollars in humanitarian aid that has arrived thus far.
With gratefulness to all countries, organizations, and individuals seeking to assist the Afghan people, we send our heartfelt prayers for concerted actions to halt climate change. May all regions facing such uncertainties soon be restored to the balance of lives in harmony with nature.
During a June 2011 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed concern, as on previous occasions, about the related issues of climate change and food insecurity, highlighting at the same time the ideal way to address both through compassionate plant-based fare.
So you see, climate change affects us in many different ways, not just the heat, the drought, the flood, the disease, food shortage, etc., but even the cold. And climate change, through droughts and floods, that destroy crops is, of course, a major cause of high food price and food insecurity. So, just this one change, simple change, small change, changing our diet to an organic vegan diet. This will help all the governments of the world to afford climate change mitigation and preserve biodiversity. It will also help us protect food security and conserve water. What is the use for us to satisfy our taste right now with meat when we know for certain that in the future our children will go hungry, our world will collapse? What is the use of that? However tasty the meat is, we have to consider this option and change it so that the world can continue to survive and thrive in abundance and happiness and health.
Save Our Planet, as Central American countries attempt to recover from intense rains that have cost at least $2 billion in damages. El Salvadorian President Mauricio Funes inaugurates a climate change summit on December 16, 2011 to address these impacts while calling for collaborative efforts from the entire international community.
Save Our Planet, a December 13, 2011 article in the Daily Oklahoma, USA newspaper, Tulsa World, states that a late winter freeze combined with only two-thirds the normal amount of rain this year has led to forecasts that the state's pecan harvests could be reduced by 75% compared to last year.
Warning News, as published on December 15, 2011 in the online scientific journal Ecologist, researchers from British Columbia, Canada, find that the viral disease, infectious salmon anemia, or ISA, has spread from fish farms where it originated and has now begun to infect wild Pacific salmon.
Froakie the Frog here. I love my scrumptiously delicious vegan diet. Here's a tip for the traveler. Liquid shampoos and soaps can take up quite a bit of room and also must conform to safety regulations in some airports. You can replace them with solid shampoo bars made with organic vegan ingredients. Check online or at your local green or travel store. Thank you for your attention and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
Governance News, Thailand's organic industry flourishes. organic business in Thailand is now valued at $12.7 million, with about 70% of the locally grown produce exported overseas, reports FoodNavigatorAsia.com. This success has been assisted by a government program initiated by the National Innovation Agency, NIA, in 2006 to encourage organic farming. The NIA has also established the Organic Agriculture Innovation Network with the Rajamangkorn University of Technology, Thanyaburi, in Thailand to work on enhancing quality and yield. Congratulations, Thailand, on your organic achievements. Also, our heartfelt gratitude to the National Innovation Agency for your supportive efforts. May earth-loving practices such as these extend to every corner of our globe for a healthy and prosperous future.
In eco-news, giant sponges are rediscovered in Singapore. The Neptune's Cup sponge, last seen in 1908, was found near the southern coast of Singapore. The finding was made by biologists from DHI Singapore, an independent international consulting and research organization which focuses on the fields of water, environment, and health. This amazing organism can grow to be more than a meter in height and diameter. The two new ones observed were young examples at just 30 centimeters across, but may be indicative of others nearby, including adult populations. Scientists hope to learn more about the sponge's life cycle, biology, and ecology. What fantastic news, participating DHI Singapore researchers. May our deeper understanding of the myriad of incredible life forms help us to be better guardians of our sacred ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, according to researchers, mountains in Antarctica began forming 1 billion years ago. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quickly. Stay tuned for more generous news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relaxing news for a comfortable world. In science news, researchers explain the origin of mountains in Antarctica. The formation of the Gambirsev subglacial mountains has been known since they were discovered in 1958 by Russian geophysicist Mr. Grigory A. Gambirsev. Beneath up to 3 kilometers of thick ice in East Antarctica, the incredible range is 1,200 kilometers long with peaks reaching heights of 2,700 meters. International researchers led by the National Science Foundation of the United States have proposed that the mountains started forming 1 billion years ago from the impact caused by several mini continents colliding. Then, over time, rifting caused more uplift, with the East Antarctic ice sheet later preserving them. Many thanks, all involved researchers, for these fascinating observations. May we continue to grow in awe of the amazing processes that have created such a gorgeous planet as our Earth.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Turkish entitled Job Interview.
Genç bir kadın bir iş görüşmesine gider. İnsan kaynaklarındaki kişi, görüşmeyi yapan kişi ona sorar. Lütfen bana biraz geçmiş iş tarihinden, tecrübelerinden bahset. Ve o da şöyle cevap verir. Kusura bakmayın, okulda tarih okumadım ama fen okudum.
And now for Heartlines from Faith Rivera and Lynn Wintersteller, two of the outstanding performers in the extraordinary musical event, The Real Love, held in Pasadena, California, USA, in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary. The gala occasion presented Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite verses set to spectacular music by Oscar and 5-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and 2-time Grammy winner David Shire, with a stellar cast and guest stars including Oscar, Emmy, Tony winners, and nominees.
Thanks so much. What a special time it was. I received the beautiful thank you from Supreme Master Ching Hai. I so loved being a part of such an empowering, artistically vibrant gala event. Love and hugs for the holiday season. Faith Rivera from the United States.
What a wonderful concert that was. So very special. Thank you for sending the Supreme Master's personal note to me. I am so honored to have it, and I'm going to frame it for my wall for everyone to admire. Please give her my thanks, and tell her I'm sending my mommy heart prayers and blessings from my spirit to hers. Thank you. May God continue to bless you all. Much love, Lynn Winterstellar from the United States.
Hello, mommy heart. I love you.
Blessed Faith and Lynn, it is wonderful to hear from you. The audience was absolutely enthralled with your amazing performances in The Real Love. We are happy that you receive personal expressions of appreciation from beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. May God's infinite blessings be with you and all the warm-hearted people of the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May divine wisdom and kindness be our treasured guides.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Celebrating 40 years of diplomatic relations between China and Cyprus, Feng Zhuaku, Vice President of the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries, and visiting Cypriot Ambassador to China, Marios Yeronimidis, attend a commemorative reception in Beijing.
Following their most recent talks in Cairo, Egypt, representatives from the Palestinian Hamas and Fatah groups report that progress is being made, with Hamas member Izzat Rishik pledging to continue until their shared reunification goals are achieved.
The governments of Australia, US, the Netherlands and New Zealand issue a joint statement calling for Japan to halt the seasonal killing of whales that has begun in the Antarctic region.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez announces that $3.7 million is being allocated for new social welfare programs toward the goal of eliminating poverty, including one to assist 200,000 retirees with pensions, as well as a cash payment system to aid less fortunate children.
To assist 6,000 Syrian refugees in Lebanon, the Italian government is sending 17 metric tons of humanitarian aid, including medical kits, power generators, water containers, and blankets via plane, reports Italian news agency AGI.
In its 60th year of humanitarian service to the nation, the United States Air Force airlifts medicine, food, toys, and school supplies to 50 tiny islands across Micronesia to share with islander families and children some joys of the holiday season.
Meetings between visiting Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev culminate in the signing of several agreements to further their country's cooperation in areas such as science and education.
The Patch News in Maryland, USA reports on the recent activities of young Harper Cherry, a 5-year-old who decided to become vegan on her own due to her love of animals, and says she believes other people should too, to save their lives.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.